Born on this day back in 1950, Natalie Cole. And Everlasting Love. Or This Will Be the name of the song, of course. Natalie Cole died in 2015, age of 65. Of course, had a duet with her dad, Nat King Cole, which was a huge, huge hit as well. This Will Be the big hit from Natalie Cole. She was born on this day back in 1950, and whenever I hear that song, I can't not think of eHarmony.com, which means that the ad wizards came up with a pretty good match between song and service with This Will Be and eHarmony. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas, online celebrationcinema.com. Ron, how are you doing?
Doing great today, Scott. Thank you. And rest in peace, Kirk Douglas. I don't know if you've covered that story already this morning, but
yes,
103. Born in 1916, he passed away at the age of 103 today.
One of the last leading men from that Hollywood golden era, and man, he lived a good life.
Oh my goodness, 103 years old. I wonder what his secret of success was. Born Izzy Danyovichich, from Russian parents, and went on to make 75 movies. And of course, his famous offspring, Michael Douglas, at age 75, remembering him today too. So, interesting life of Kirk Douglas.
Absolutely. And for Celebration Cinema, I don't know if it's going to be a busy day. I don't know how it's like the rest of the state. We have my son's school was canceled today. We have a snow day here in Hillsdale. So there might be some parents looking for things to do with children today. Maybe a trip to the movies would be a good call.
Yeah, absolutely. And we still have some good kid movies here, including what is most likely to be the best animated movie coming out of Hollywood on Sunday. That would be Frozen 2. And Jumanji's still doing well. Doolittle, surprisingly, hanging in there tough as well. Hey, if you haven't seen Star Wars yet, that's still hanging around. Little Women, that was rated PG for your older kids. But Steve, this weekend, the big new movie is Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Ron, I've seen ads for this. I have no idea what's going on. So tell me about it.
Okay, well, we're into DC Comics now.
That's why I don't know.
Yep, there you go. That was the spinoff from 2016 Suicide Squad, and by all accounts, reading reviews today, a much better movie than that. 90% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Margot Robbie played Harley Quinn in that movie, and she is producing this movie and spun off an all-female cast with Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She's playing the Huntress. Rosie Perez in this movie playing Renee Montoya. The bad guy here is Ewan McGregor as Black Mask. And look, this is sort of DC Comics' answer to the R-rated Deadpool here. Some comedy, lots of action, strong violence, some sexual situations, lots of language, and a lot of fun.
And is that the only wide release film coming out this week?
Yeah, it is. Kind of a surprise, actually, although a bunch of new movies coming out, of course, for Valentine's weekend. And
yeah,
since it's Oscar weekend, I think some of the studios are saying, hey, why don't you go see an Oscar-nominated Best Picture this weekend while you're at it?
That might be a good idea. So let's talk a bit about that. Oscars, Best Picture, people probably have seen the list of nominees. 1917, the one still doing very well in theaters. A, do you think it's going to win Best Picture? B, is that the kind of film that you just have to see in the theater?
Well, absolutely. And they all are, by the way, Scott.
Yes, of course.
Unfortunately, if you want to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or The Irishman or Marriage Story, you probably have to check out your TV set. But yes, 1917, I predict, will win. Of course, Best Director Sam Mendes has won just about everything, including the Producers Guild and the Directors Guild Awards and the Golden Globe. That's a really good sign for those two pictures. But, you know, there's a dark horse here in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, or Parasite is the other one that could pull the upset here. That's why you watch the Oscar show, Scott, because you never know what's going to happen.
This does seem to be a year, though, that whatever picture wins Best Picture is going to be a film that a lot of people have seen. And that hasn't always been the case in past years. But 1917's done, what, $120 million in box office and those other films, too. It's going to be a film that has some popular appeal, too.
Yeah, and even Joker has a chance,
right.
Which, of course, was a worldwide smash. And don't forget about that Parasite movie, though. That's probably the little horse that, a little engine that could perhaps, just kind of like the Moonlight upset of La La Land a couple of years ago. But, you know, listen, if you're filling out your Oscar pool at work, Joaquin Phoenix wins Best Actor. Renee Zellweger wins Best Actress. You can assure that Brad Pitt is Best Supporting Actor and Laura Dern as Best Supporting Actress.
So, less than a minute, but is The Irishman going to be shut out of everything here, and does that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit. Nobody's really predicting much for that, although, you know, Martin Scorsese, certainly everybody knows he's one of the best directors in the business, and The Irishman was a terrific movie, but there's still a little Netflix stigmatism to giving Oscars to those kind of movies, so I don't think they've quite hit their mark yet, it might win an Oscar or two, but none of the big ones.
All right, Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinemas. You can find out more at CelebrationCinema.com, CelebrationCinema.com. Ron, have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, see you at Celebration.
Yes. See you at the movies. CelebrationCinema.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.